Welcome to New York Institute of Technology's podcast, The Scope. Produced by the College of Osteopathic Medicine, our episodes focus on the medical school experience and how it helps shape future physicians. Learn about exciting new health and wellness initiatives, cutting-edge medical research and technology, and how to effectively navigate medical school. We are excited to have you join us.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Scope podcast. I'm your host, second year medical student, Ashley McRae, and I'm joined by two of our student services administrators who will share sound advice and important information related to the medical student performance evaluation. Let me start by introducing our guests, both from the NYIT College of Osteopathic Medicine, New York campus, Assistant Director Danielle Abatello and Senior Career Advisor Marie Aldridge, who both work closely with medical students to prepare the medical student performance evaluations, abbreviated as MSPE. Thank you both for joining us today. I would like to address my first question to Danielle. Can you tell us specifically what is an MSPE and what is it used for?
An MSPE, as you said, is a medical student performance evaluation and often referred to in the hospital as a dean's letter, is a document the Association of American Medical Colleges has decided is an important part of your ERAS application. So ERAS is Electronic Residency Application Services, and in conjunction with your personal statement, your ERAS application and letters of recommendation, your MSPE, again, medical student performance evaluation, goes out to hospitals when you're about to graduate and seeking residency. The letters are written in our office and then again downloaded to ERAS when the time comes to do that. So generally speaking, Marie and I will meet with you in your third year, in sort of the beginning of your third year, and work with you throughout the middle of your fourth year.
Thank you. This next question, anyone can answer. What exactly is the content that's included in the MSPE and how is it compiled?
So again, the AAMC really mandated what goes into this particular document. So there's various sections. The first section of the letter is identifying information. It identifies the students as a student at NYITCOM. The next section is noteworthy characteristics. Then there's an academic history section and so on and so forth. Essentially, what it is that it's compiled through a lot of different sources of information. Some of it comes from the student giving us information. Some of it comes from the school. Some of it comes even from evaluations received by preceptors in third year rotations. So it's various sources of information coming together in one singular document.
As a medical student, when should I start focusing on the content of my MSPE?
That's an interesting question. The reality is that even in your first year, you have to sort of be consciously aware that this document will be coming up in your third year. So what I mean when I say that is that in your first year, you're really going to be thinking about what is going to or what you want to go into your MSPE. Again, some of the sources come from you. So in that context, you have the ability to essentially tell us what you think are your three best qualities. We call them noteworthy characteristics. The AAMC calls them noteworthy characteristics. They're essentially three things that make you stand out among your peers. Now, the only way that that happens is if you've done something to be able to give us the information to have it be incorporated into your letter. So you have to start thinking in first year, okay, do I want to join a club or do I want to start pursuing research? Or what is it that I want that can then help me in my third year be able to write this particular document? So first year and second year students have to be consciously aware. Take a leadership role, take a position in one of the many, many, many wonderful organizations. Do something that will, again, enhance your application later. And that is really when you have to start doing it. Now, again, don't forget, the title of this document is Medical Student Performance Evaluation. The main area of focus is your time in medical school. though we do include information from before medical school, if there is something that you would like to discuss as one of your three salient experiences, the focus is while you're here. So you really need to start thinking about it in first year and not say, you know, I'm not going to really do anything. I'll just, you know, do my studies. That's fantastic. But you also have to contribute in other ways as well.
I'd also like to add to that by saying it would be helpful for you as you are getting involved in activities, whether it's scholastic activities, philanthropic activities on campus, make sure that you are putting together a CV. The school will help you with this as you go along in your first and second year. Part of our career services department will help you put a CV together. But for you to be aware of the things that you're doing and keeping track of them, so that when it comes time to write that CV, you will find that to be very helpful with your MSPE and eventually your residency application. So it's always very important to have an updated CV that you are continually going to as you get more and more involved in your activities at medical school.
I'm also going to add on to that and say that it's very important to note that your residency application will contain everything, all of the stuff that you've done from undergraduate on, whereas your MSPE, again, will only focus on three things. And again, you want it to be specific to you and you want it to stand out among your peers. The biggest thing with MSPEs, especially in the last couple of years, is that the program directors have wanted them to include transparency. They've wanted them to have assessments of students against their colleagues and things of that nature, but really transparency within these documents. So you want to have this ability to say what makes you special from among your colleagues. And the only way you can do that is if you keep a record, as Marie said, and also start doing stuff within these first, second, and into third year.
Okay, thank you both for your responses. What suggestions can you provide that can help a student create a very effective MSPE, and what information prior to medical school might need to be included?
Okay, well, it's not necessarily what would need to be included. It's basically that the student has three noteworthy characteristics. So it's kind of like a highlights reel. You're telling us what you think are your three best experiences. And if that takes place before medical school, that's fine, as long as the focus isn't entirely on your time before medical school. While you're in medical school, they kind of want to know that you've balanced medical school with extracurriculars or research or whatever it is. And that's really where the focus, again, as a medical student performance evaluation comes into being. So you can certainly mention things from before, and it really depends on what you've done. So again, if you were an organization leader before and you want that in there, that would be something that would be in there, or research or whatever it is. It's more open-ended than not, but you really need to sit down and think what you feel are your three things that you want us to discuss. Again, the limit of three is not mandated by us. It's not an NYITCOM thing. It's an AAMC thing. So we're limited by three experiences and three, but according to the document, it's called characteristics, three characteristics that we can discuss. So the focus is on what you tell us the focus should be on. Now, with that being said, one of the ways that you can really do that best or give us the information best is to answer your MSP questionnaire. We all have MSP questionnaires that we send out to our students, whether it's Arkansas or New York, it's being filtered through an MSP questionnaire. The questionnaire is very comprehensive and might be intimidating to some of the students to look at it and see what the questions are. But it's very important that the students submit a very thoughtful response to each of the questions, especially the open-ended questions. So you can, as a student, give us as much information as you feel that we need in order for us to have the information to accurately and correctly reflect what it is that you want us to say.
I think also when you are going through your MSP questionnaire and thinking of those noteworthy characteristics, you should also think about qualities that you have cultivated through the activities that you've participated in as a medical student. You may have participated in more than three activities throughout your time in medical school. And although we are limited to three, there is a way that we can combine some of these activities by saying that you've been able to develop compassion. Well, how? Did you participate in something like the NYITCOM Community Health Clinic, where you were able to develop these traits? If you were participating in research studies, you may have done and participated in a lot of projects, but what qualities did you glean from being in these activities? Did you develop qualities of teamwork, collaborating with peers and faculty members? Did you develop leadership abilities by leading a research project or being a supportive contributor to research projects? By focusing on a characteristic, we are able to combine several activities into one and put it in as one noteworthy characteristic. So think about the things that you feel are important to you that will make you a better physician, will make you a better resident, and then use those qualities and try to prove to us in the questionnaire why you feel this way, because you have contributed to activities on campus or off campus or within the hospital or during your undergraduate years. I think that would be helpful in determining what you actually want to use as a noteworthy characteristic in your MSPE.
I would also like to say that essentially what happens sometimes, because they are labeled as noteworthy characteristics within the document, within the body of the document, and on the MSP questionnaire, they are labeled as noteworthy characteristics. So students often will look at that and feel as if we are just looking for a singular word. We're not looking for a singular word, which is where Marie is saying that we need to know, that's great that you have compassion, but what is it that you've done that gives you the compassion? Where did that come from? So it's very important, again, that thoughtful, longer response. And for us to be able to edit it and cut it down, it's essential for us to have that information on your side from the student side.
Thank you. From this information that's compiled, what are program directors looking for in an MSPE?
Well, program directors are looking for a lot of different things. In my opinion, your MSPE is a highlights reel. Again, we're highlighting, for the most part, your attributes and things that we are attributing to you and all of those kinds of things. But it's another methodology, it's another manner for them to get information. Your MSPE also contains various elements of most of the other parts of your ERAS application. There's certainly elements of your letters of recommendation, because one of the components in your MSPE are evaluations from your preceptors in third year from the hospitals when they are giving you evaluations back. There's also information about what it is that's on your ERAS application, again, in your noteworthy characteristics and essentially in your summary. There's also information about grading in there. So for third year, there's a graph that goes in conjunction with your third year rotations. The graph would say, again, as I said before, transparency is very important to the programs and the program directors. So one of the things that goes in there for third year is whether you received honors, high pass, or pass for each of your core rotations and where you fell on the spectrum in comparison to your colleagues. So it would state the number of students who fell under each of those criteria, how many students were honors, how many students were high pass, how many students were pass for each of your core third year evaluations. So all of that goes into your MSPE collectively. It also has information in some degree of your personal statement. So there's all of these elements combined into one singular document. and it makes it a very unique document amongst the others. So that's one of the things that we are trying to do. We're trying to make it even more unique per student within the parameters, again, set by the AAMC. Also within your MSPE, there is sometimes information that students might not be so happy for us to include in it. Things like maybe leaves of absence or remediation, or even if they had a code of conduct charge. Again, the AAMC is looking for transparency in among these documents, and it's essential that we put things like that in. So these things are not serving a disservice to the student. They're not there to penalize the student. They're there because the AAMC is requiring us to put them in there. And again, they want transparency in across the board of this information. Now, one of the noteworthy characteristics sometimes can discuss one or more of these issues. So we can sometimes put a rationale or a reasoning in there for why these happened or whatever your circumstances might be. It's really on a case-to-case basis if that were the case, and we would discuss it with the student per individual.
Once I apply for residency, will I be able to view the final copy of the MSPE, and will my MSPE be used again? If so, how would I update the information if an update is needed?
Okay, so it's essentially a two-part question. So the first part, the answer to the first part is that students are able to read their MSPE. However, students are not allowed to get copies of their MSPE. So the only place that students can see their letters in their entirety is here in our offices. The good news, though, is that we are able to send you the information that comes directly from you from the MSPE questionnaire, which, again, is your noteworthy characteristics section and your summary sections. So those sections are generally emailed to you prior to or directly after your MSPE appointment. You have them physically in front of you, and you are able to look them over. Okay. The second part to the question is actually Marie's specialty, so I'm going to defer to Marie.
After your MSPE is written and uploaded to ERAS for your residency application, once you match, your programs may request what they call a finalized MSPE. Well, what is that? That is your original MSPE. The content does not change except in two specific sentences. One being, your MSPE originally states that you are expected to graduate in May of your graduation year and that you are required to pass COMLEX. A finalized MSPE, once you match, will say you graduated in May of your graduation year and that you did pass your COMLEX exams. Residency programs like to have a finalized MSPE on file in your folder once you've matched. It then becomes essentially a tool to verify your medical education along with your transcript. It also is a document that will now be used for credentialing, for medical licensure, when you apply for hospital privileges. All of those things will require an updated MSPE or a finalized MSPE. So the original content, those noteworthy characteristics, the summary, the academic history, all of that stays the same. It just now states that you actually did graduate from medical school and that you did pass your required boards. Additionally, for fellowship, and fellowship comes quickly after you graduate, you will be applying for fellowship and again will be required to submit your MSPE. As I stated, the original content does not get changed, but we are able to add an addendum to your original MSPE, and that's what I am responsible for at NYITCOM. And within that addendum, at the end of your MSPE, it will contain information about your residency, where you are currently fulfilling your residency requirements, in what specialty, and you again will send me a CV so that I'll be able to utilize that in highlighting some of the things that you have done during your residency. So yes, it is an official document that will follow you throughout your career.
Thank you. As a final question, if either of you could give one piece of advice to students as they prepare their MSPE, what would it be and why?
Well, for me, again, it would be that they actually sit down and think about the content. What do you want us to use as your three noteworthy characteristics? Be comprehensive, be thorough, be thoughtful in your answers. Also, don't use abbreviations. Marie and I don't necessarily know what abbreviations are, specifically as far as research is concerned, so that you know that we don't write something wrong. We want to get everything correct. And we also do want to see you. So at the end of the process, we want to make sure that we're meeting with you. And sometimes students don't see us or don't take advantage of the opportunity to come in and see us. So we do want to go over your MSPE with you. We do want to review it. We do want to speak with you. So take advantage of the ability for us to do that. Obviously, for the last couple of years, we've been doing it mostly over Zoom, but still, it's worked very, very effectively. And do please take advantage of those services and opportunities to seek us out and ask questions if you have questions.
Yes, I agree wholeheartedly with what Danielle has said about really thinking about the qualities that you want program directors to know about you. Please remember, this is a collaborative effort between us and you as the student. We want you to be happy with your MSPE. We want it to contain the information that you want to convey to program directors that put you in a good light, that show them what you could contribute to their program. Things that you have done in medical school that you would want to continue as a resident physician and bring to the table to allow them to choose you for their residency program because they feel that you will be a major contributor to what they are trying to achieve in patient care, in medical education. So really think about those things and remember that we are here to help you and want you to be happy as you move forward in your medical education.
This was very helpful. I would like to thank both Ms. Abatello and Ms. Aldridge for joining us today to share their valuable insights, suggestions, and experiences regarding the MSPE process during medical school. It's our hope that this conversation will be a useful tool for students as they prepare for this most important stage of the medical school experience. Thank you both.